Very nice job by the Scotties introducing our penultimate program. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about a student science project that's out of this world. First up today, some election results. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the 5 presidential primaries held on Tuesday. He's already the Republican Party's presumptive nominee. Big news was in Wisconsin, where Republican Governor Scott Walker was facing a recall election. Recalling a governor had only happened twice before in U.S. history. Tuesday night was not the third. Governor Walker beat Milwaukee Democratic Mayor Tom Barrett, the same opponent he beat when Governor Walker was first elected 2 years ago. Walker talked about the message that he believes this week's victory sends.
Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
Mayor Barrett promised to work with Governor Walker to try to bring the state together. He encouraged his own supporters to stay involved in the political process.
Please, please, remain engaged, remain involved, because we will continue to fight for justice and fairness in this city and this state.
A lot of political analysts were paying attention to this recall vote because they thought it might foreshadow national elections later this year. One analyst, Joe Klein of Time Magazine, offered his opinion about the results of Tuesday's vote in Wisconsin.
I think that what this election says is this. People don't like gimmicks. Scott Walker was elected 2 years ago. He tried to govern according to the way he saw fit. He did nothing illegal. And the public employees unions, who are used to getting their way, didn't like it, and they tried to unseat him. And it's kind of like when the Republicans tried to impeach Bill Clinton in the late 1990s. The public saw it as just a tremendous waste of time and money.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far.
The operation that you just heard President Roosevelt talking about wasn't just a success. It was a major turning point in World War II. It was called Operation Overlord, but most people know it as D-Day. June 6, 1944, the largest seaborne invasion in history, more than 150,000 Allied forces from the U.S., UK, Canada, and others invaded Nazi-occupied France along the Normandy coast. You might wonder where the name D-Day came from. D just stands for day. The phrase D-Day stands for the day when a military operation begins. This week marks the 68th anniversary of that famous invasion. If you go to our homepage, cnnstudentnews.com, scroll down to the spotlight section, you'll see a link to a photo gallery. It includes incredible images like the ones you're seeing here from the Allies' invasion of Normandy.